What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. We have a caller waiting on the line. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You were talking about bacon.
Yes.
Mike, you can put bacon on a piece of turd and it would probably taste good. Even that,
well,
that fake macaroni.
I love bacon. I love bacon, so does Claire. And we're certainly now in a part of the country where it's certainly a lot less expensive than it was out in Hawaii. But apparently the bacon producers are concerned that the warehouses are filling up, the product isn't moving, and I'm sure they can put it on sale. But like I said, we've already seen this flood of commercials from fast food restaurants where they're putting bacon on everything. So they're trying to move that product out the door.
Well, in the United States, the same thing happens with cheese.
Yes.
Identical. They push cheese on everything, I found when I used to go down there a lot. So winter's kind of approaching now up in Canada. And
yes.
So the corn is now gone. And
yes.
Up here in Canada, where I live, there was a specific corn called Welsh Brothers. It was an heirloom corn, and it was non-GMO and organically grown. And it was so tender, Mike, and so good that you wouldn't know the next day that you ate corn. And now it's gone. Okay. It's only here for a few weeks. Do you have any products like that? Maybe not in Hawaii, but do you think there are products like that where you are? Because you're really rural now, like non-GMO, really good food.
Claire was noticing that a lot of the packages that we got from the local supermarket, I mean, we have not had really a chance to get out and see much of the area. I mean, we're going to a birthday party tomorrow afternoon. But a lot of the products are, in fact, labeled non-GMO, organically grown.
Wow. That's fabulous. In your opinion, do you think it's more expensive?
Certainly not coming from Hawaii.
It wouldn't be, right?
That's been a shock to us, is just how inexpensive everything is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's even in Canada, I mean, food has been one of those things that inflation hasn't really touched upon too much because of, you know, how can I word this? Because of migrant workers, right?
Yeah.
Labor costs have been suppressed, so food is still, you know, kind of cheap in relation to other things. So, you know, that's basically all I really wanted to talk about. Us were kind of wondering how the food situation was where you live, because you are rural. In Canada, the government is pushing GMO on the farmers. That's a fact.
Yes.
I talked to them. And
yeah.
why would they do that other than they get a cut?
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to. The companies want to basically establish a monopoly on food production. So the farmers have to buy new seed from them every single season. They can't save the seed from the previous harvest. It's just a way of squeezing more money out of the American people and the farmers. And yeah, they're very generous campaign donors to politicians, both in Canada and here in the United States of America. So it's really all about the money. Of course, there are serious concerns about GMO food, about incorrect protein expression, about the fact that you can alter a genome in a life form and unintentionally trigger changes in other places that you didn't intend.
Yep. Unintended consequences. I mean, that's classic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Food's very important. It's one of those things that ought not be noodled with. I remember in the 80s, I used to like to watch David Brinkley with ADM, Supermarket to the World, And they would talk about this genetically modified corn. Originally, it was for ethanol.
Yes.
So, you know, hey, these suckers will buy anything. Let's push it on the people, and let's see if we can get this thing really rolling. So,
well,
I think around here,
somebody told me that the corn that's in the supermarkets is non-GMO and locally grown. But the GMO corn that is being grown is being used as livestock feed.
That's scary, too. Like that in itself. I mean, cows shouldn't be eating corn at all. They should be eating grass or hay. Because, well, you know, we've all seen the videos and read the information about their gut health and all that. And, you know, it's funny, you know, we'll spend like $8 on a half a liter of yogurt just because it says probiotic, which means just active bacterial culture.
Yeah.
But we don't give a crap what, you know, the chicken's eating that we're going to eat that night. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, what are you going to do? So, just before I go, I was curious. So Claire is not coming on Fridays anymore, Mike?
As soon as I get my office and the existing setup back up, then yes, she may come on the show on Fridays, maybe not too soon. Mm-hmm. But, yes, she is going to come back on the show.
Good. That's great. I like hearing her voice. She has a very nice voice. Oh. You have a good show, Mike.
I like hearing your voice, too. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Bye.
The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, up in New Jersey, apparently the governor, using an executive order, has banned all insurance sales to gun owners, making it impossible for concealed carry holders to receive liability coverage. And Governor Phil Murphy's office stated that, you know, this allowing them to buy insurance products would encourage the improper use of firearms. That's the rationale behind it. Apparently, you know, insurance companies are already shutting down. They're pulling their services out of New Jersey. Down in Florida, the Senate there has endorsed Governor Ron DeSantis. And they also have permanently removed Scott Israel as Broward sheriff. He's sort of been on leave ever since the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting, which appears to have been another false flag. And he was heavily criticized because he didn't send sheriffs in there to try and find the shooters. But Florida Senate has basically said he's gone. He's never going to get his job back. Okay. iPhone, Apple, has been forced to remove 17 iPhone apps for delivering malware. And apparently the hackers have come up with a new little trick here because Apple has very sophisticated security software that scans the apps before they're allowed to go up on the App Store. And apparently, the hackers are now bypassing the security measures by hiding code behind a CNC server. So it's not physically in the app to be detected by the anti-malware. And pretty much any app that is being given away for free, you have to wonder what it's going to do here. Now, the Royal Bank of Scotland and NatWest have now removed their banking apps for the Samsung S10 users. Just shut them off because somebody discovered the security flaw, which allows anyone to unlock the phone using a screen protector. This was discovered entirely by accident. To be very honest, I think it's foolish to have your banking information on your tablet or your phone. You're just asking to get hacked. And got to take your personal security very, very seriously. Okay, so as our caller from Canada said, winter is on the way. It is actually snowing down in Texas right now. Expecting thunder showers here tomorrow. So we'll see what's going on. But apparently it was snowing heavily enough in Texas where one home had their roof caved in. Meanwhile, over at the Pentagon, they are sounding the warning that climate change could cause the U.S. military to collapse within 20 years. It's a bit of a reach there. All the things they're blaming on. Human-caused global warming. You broke our military. You will pay to let us buy a new one. And here's a good one. Retired principal scientific officer for the British government has exposed what he politely describes as discrepancies in NASA's Global Historical Climate Network, which made recent temperatures seem warmer. So it looks like NASA faked the climate data, give scientific credence to these climate policies that basically going to raise your taxes. So NASA fudged the data. Of course, they've been caught doing that before as well. So has NOAA. Being lied to. Okay, remember Greta Thunberg? Well, apparently scientists have decided to name a species of tiny beetle after her. They've known about this bug for 54 years. It's never had a name before, but now it's going to be Greta something or other. And the comedians are going to have a field day with this one because the bug does not have eyes. It doesn't have wings. It's got a very, very tiny brain. If I were Greta, I'd be feeling insulted right about now here. Okay, and getting on back to here. Apparently somebody is noticing that this Katie Hill scandal is being scrubbed in the American media. It's all over the British tabloids. They got those photos out there. Yeah, the media is still in the business of lying. Apparently, according to this article out of Investment Watch blog, Trump is saying the warmongering will not end. The U.S. may have to get into wars. Certainly, we know how close we came in Iran. Iran shot down one of our reconnaissance drones. Trump was apparently just minutes away from launching a strike into Iran over the drone. All right, the city of Johannesburg has been hit with a ransomware attack. And again, nobody seems really interested in trying to track any of these people down here. And apparently, 7.5 million records of Adobe Creative Cloud user data has now been exposed in another hack. Okay, we've got a caller on the line here, Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael. I haven't been able to call you a few days, but yes, Michael, I was want to talk about this fat hog, Michael Moore. This guy was talking yesterday about that the white people are pretty soon going to be the minority, and in 25 years, the white man's going to have to be kissing the butt of the brown man and all this nonsense that just spews out of that Zionist pig who said that Fidel Castro in Cuba had the best health care in the world, and you already had 38 kids that died over there, and you got that fat schmuck. Why doesn't he take his fat schmuck butt over to Israel and stay over there with Schumer and all these other schmucks, pencil neck Schiff, and all these Zionists that are just trying to literally destroy the white males of this country? Because, you know, this whole thing, you know why they're going after Trump, Michael, is this whole deal with Trump is about immigration. There's nothing else. Nothing else matters, like I told you. They want him. They're so pissed off, the media and all these leftist communist Bolsheviks, is because Trump's trying to stop this this invasion, incursion of our country with all these millions of invaders that are coming to our country. They don't even keep the common language of the country and the common culture as it is. All these Democrats should be arrested for treason against this country. And I can tell you this. I can tell you this, Michael. With a gun, John Adams said, with a gun, you're a citizen. Not a gun, you're a subject. And that's what these Democrats want. They want you to be a subject. That's what these demon rats want. They want you to be like you're in Russia. or Soviet or China. That's exactly what they want. Okay? And, you know, I got to say something about the people in New Jersey. I didn't realize how real liberal that state really is. And back in the 60s, I remember, even the late 60s, Jersey was a very conservative place like California. But you talk about the libs taking over that state, that's unbelievable, man, what's happening in Jersey. You know, it's just pitiful. It's really pitiful what these Zionist dark angels have gotten away with in this country with the media. Like I told your show a couple weeks ago, and you told me it cost $50, $60 billion by one of those major networks. You know, well, that's what it's going to take. You're going to have to get all these rich billionaires and multimillionaires to buy one of these major networks and say, hey, no, we're going to start having a conservative viewpoint. Because this leftist, communist, Bolshevik media is absolutely insane. The hatred they have for Trump, that Adam Pencil neck shift, that shifty little creature, that bug-eyed freak, that guy. I mean, Michael, these guys should all be in Israel defending their country. Why are they over here? You got that Michael Moore Schwab.
I agree. But hang on a second. I want to back up. First of all, it's not just the Israeli influence. You know, you've got very obviously a plan to try and push the general population of planet Earth into a socialist system. And what that means is there will be even more of the wealth for the world's billionaires. So I'm not expecting any billionaire to step up and say, we need a new conservative news network, because conservatives have a bad habit of wanting to hang on to their own money.
Well, Michael, you're right, but you know, speaking of George Soros, and you talk about all these rich Bloombergs and all that, and you got that hog out there, Weinstein and Epstein, and all these filthy dark angels, I call them, the Kabbalah, whatever. But you know what, Michael, you had a call in a couple of weeks ago. That guy was basically telling the real truth. The real money's with the Rothschilds. They're not worth billions, Michael. These people are trillionaires. They're the ones that are running
yes.
the New World Order and everything. And it's not the Soroses or the Trumps or any of these. It's the freaking Rothschilds got all this money controlling the whole freaking world.
It's all these families that own these private central banks. And it's not just the Rothschilds. I think the Warburg family, the Rockefellers, and it's a legalized counterfeiting operation. And they've used it to make themselves very, very rich. And you're right, they're trillionaires. And they don't want the common people to know that, which is why they never show up on these lists of the world's richest people. I mean, you just say, let Bill Gates claim to be the world's richest guy here. We don't really care as long as we still have our piles of cash to roll around on and have orgasms.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, Michael, speaking of that great, the great state of California, which is now Mexifonia, or leftifornia, whatever you want to call it. Can you realize right now these AOCs and these leftist communists are talking this New Green Deal, and they're talking about, oh, we can't have airplanes, and you're talking about the water. Look at all the water that's in Southern California that people can't even get anymore because all these illegals are over there.
Yes.
And you know what? They had on One American
plus,
News.
Plus, Michael, the infrastructure has been neglected. You know, the water mains underneath the city of Los Angeles leak literally millions of usable water back down into the earth.
Yeah, it's incredible. I hear you. It's incredible. But, you know, you got this, you got all these Democrats talking about the New Green Deal. In the meantime, these lily whites in California allowed their whole state to be invaded. Their state is literally gone. The guy was saying that California's population, I think it was Peter said that, there's only 40% white Anglos in the state of California anymore. Pretty soon it's going to be down to 20% like it is in South Florida. I mean, it's crazy. And you know what? It's one thing if they come in your life, the Italians or the Poles or the Danes or the Swedes or the French, whoever came here, they learned to speak a common language. No, they're not doing that anymore. That's not happening throughout the lower.
They're not assimilating.
They're absolutely not, positively. And Trump needs to be made totally aware of that. And all those, I don't even what you call the Republican Party anymore, those freakies, that they don't see what's going on.
Tom,
anyway,
we're going to put you on hold. We're going to hold you over this next commercial break. All right, we'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? disease. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, I want to back up here a little bit. First of all, I don't appreciate the highly personal comments you make about people like Michael Moore. And I want to be brutally honest. I don't agree with his liberalism, but he has, in fact, produced some really good movies, like Roger and Me, his first, and more recently, the Who Do We Invade Next, which I would recommend people actually look at that one. So he sort of blows hot and cold, where he'll do a documentary that is bang on spot, and then he'll do another one that's just completely silly. So I wanted to clarify that about Michael Moore.
Okay, Michael. Okay, if you feel that way, why doesn't he do a documentary on Weinstein and Epstein? I think he'd be great doing a documentary on them guys. Why don't he do a deep state documentary on Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein? That'd be a wonderful documentary for him to do, and he can. You saw some other documentaries. That'd be fantastic. But getting back to let's talk. You want to talk a little politics? Let's look what happened with Matt Gaetz, the congressman for the great state of Florida. Our congressman here,
yes,
in Florida, Matt Gaetz. Did you see what happened with him yesterday, Michael?
No, I didn't. Please enlighten me.
Well, okay, now they're calling him a racist. Every one of these leftist communist news commentators, Lemon and all these other Mad Cow and all that, they're calling all the white people, all the Republicans who march out of the chamber down to the to go invade Schiff, they're calling them all their Ku Klux Klansmen. They're all a bunch of white Aryan nations and all this. You got all these filthy leftists in the media talking about congressmen of the United States, congressmen and women. These are men and women of our Congress who are Republican, and they're Klansmen and all that. If they were Klansmen, Michael, guess what? And now they're talking about Donald Trump should never use the word lynching. Well, listen, lynching was around back in the Wild Wild West way before they used it in the Civil War, okay? And all that crap about slavery. That was lynching was going on when they tamed the West. The old sheriffs out there would hang you high, okay? So all this nonsense about Donald Trump using the word lynching, and Matt Gaetz is a racist because he's marching all his constituents down there to break into Adam Schiff's office, and he's a Klansman and all this. No, this is filthy nonsense, okay? It's got to stop.
Yes.
Because if they keep this up, you will have a big problem, okay? Because white Americans are going to wake up to the fact that they're not going to be pushed around anymore. We are the majority still, and we're not going to take much more of this nonsense. And you got these an NBA black basketball. Hey, Michael, let me ask you a question. You're a very super intelligent man. I'm going to ask you a super question. I want everybody in your audience to understand
this. And humble.
What would happen
Don't
if,
forget
what
I'm happen humble. If,
I know you are. You're a great man. You're one of my favorites of all time. Listen, Michael, seriously now, I mean that seriously, but Michael, if you raise the basket to 11 foot in the NBA, how many people would turn on an NBA basketball game? I guarantee you people would rather watch midget play basketball and put the hoop up at 4 foot. I would rather watch a midget basketball league where a little midget could jump up and dunk a basketball at 4 foot than a guy that's 7 foot tall and he can't just dunk a ball at 11 a foot. So let's put that basket up 11 foot, NBA boys, and we'll see how much money you deserve to get paid. Okay, well, you're silly nonsense dunking a basketball like you're Superman. But put that basket up to 11 foot, and I guarantee you not 1% of the players in the NBA can dunk. Okay? And most of them will miss all their three-pointers. So, you know, we all – I know – I tell you what, Mike, let's go one better. Let's go 6 inches higher. Put the basket at 10'6" and see how many guys in the NBA will be able to dunk the ball. Maybe you might have a handful. But you won't have these guys doing these reverse slam dunks and all that. So, you know, this crap with the NBA and this LeBron James and all that, like he's a king of what? Yeah. He can dunk a basketball? This is nonsense. And he's paying these guys multiple millions of dollars for what? A game that doesn't matter to nobody's life but his life because he's making $1 million laughing at everybody. And he's saying that China is a great country. Why don't you move to China, LeBron, with all your money? And all these other NBAers are making all this money. I don't care if they're black or white, who they are. They're making millions and multiple millions of dollars to play a game that doesn't matter to nobody's life in the real scheme of things. And, you know,
I'd be careful saying
foot.
That around this part of Indiana.
Well, Michael, I guarantee
take,
you, if you put the basketball 11 foot, nobody
seriously.
In Indiana will be watching basketball too much. They won't be watching that game too much if they put that hoop up to 11 foot. I can tell you that. I'd rather watch three-footers play. As a matter of fact, they ought to start a three-foot league. You can't be more than 3 foot 10 inches. And you could join, get another league going. And I think more people would be entertained by that than they would the NBA. That's my opinion on that. But, you know, getting back to Matt Gaetz. This guy, Michael, one more thing. Matt Gaetz is walking down to find out what's going on with this impeachment. And every leftist news network's calling this guy all these filthy names. Can you imagine if that was reversed? Michael, listen, seriously, if that was reversed, what would happen? I mean, they would have,
Tulsi Gabbard, when she was on Fox News, absolutely nailed it.
I like her.
There's no transparency to this process. And we demand transparency. And you know, for Adam Schiff to basically take the attitude that we, the American people, have no right to know what's going on in that impeachment room. And now we're finding out that they're relying on hearsay, that the witnesses aren't really saying what we're being told that they say. The whole thing is a fraud from beginning to end. And frankly, if I'd been a member of Congress, I probably would have joined that march down to the office and kicked the door open and said, look, there's a new game in town.
You know, Michael, one more thing. I think if Tulsi Gabbard was running
Tom,
an independent, I think Dustin would vote for her. I'd vote for her.
Tom?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to bring you back after this commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still on the phone with Tom in Florida, who sounds like he's had way too much coffee today, and just going on and on about how crazy our system has become. And it is a systemic problem. And what makes it worse is the fact that, you know, we can remove a corrupt congressperson with great difficulty, and there's 20 more candidates lined up behind them, ready to go, waiting for their turn at the trough.
Well, Michael, I will say this. I did have some espresso today. You know what that is?
Yes, I know what it is. It's coffee.
Well, I drank a little too much. But listen, speaking of that, by the way, did you see the news about Jussie Smollett? The federal judge is going to make him go to trial. That was breaking over the news yesterday. They're talking about it today again. Smollett, the federal judge says he will be going to trial, and they're going to find out what actually happened with this nonsense with Smollett. And also they had on the news a couple of days ago about Tom Brady. Did you see the thing about Tom Brady, the quarterback for the Patriots?
No, I missed that one.
Well, now they're saying this is on a couple of days on Breitbart, I believe it was, in a couple other networks, that Tom Brady stands for white supremacy. He's what white supremacy is about. I'm like, where do these people come up with this nonsense, Michael? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's appalling what these journalists, or I don't know what they call them. They're not even journalists. They're imbeciles. come up with this nonsense, but they love to start this racial hatred. The things they start up, like Chicago over the last weekend, they had a guy and a black gentleman on there 3 days ago talking about another 31 shootings in Chicago over the weekend, last weekend, okay? Nobody says anything about that, but when it's a guy goes into Walmart, oh, my God, it's national headline news for months. And now you had 31 more shot. I think it was 16 murdered. I think you guys said four. It was 31 over the last weekend. And it was a guy that lives there, and he was talking. I believe it was on. I don't know if it was on Hannity or Ingram show. And he goes, "Nobody's saying anything about it but me and this network, Fox News." So I'm like,
"Yes,
NOAN talks about it. No other network talks about that. None. ABC, CBS, NBC, none of them. CNN, they all shut up about that. What's going on in Chicago?" So,
well, there are two reasons for that. The first is Rahm Emanuel has a tremendous amount of influence. Second of all, the gun grabbers want to keep attention focused on the long guns. And that's not what's being used in Chicago or Baltimore or anywhere else where people are being shot and killed. You know, and if they honestly reported on that phenomenon, the American people would be saying, well, obviously we need the AR-15s and AK-47s to protect our homes from intruders. And if you're really worried about, the crime in the streets, go after the small guns, the Saturday night specials.
Well, yes, I agree. I don't know. In Chicago, Michael, I kind of have to disagree. I think a lot of those shootings are people standing at corners. Any people flying by with, machine guns or whatever they, ARs, or whatever they're using. I don't know if they're all handguns. I think this, maybe a mixture. But yeah, I could go along probably a lot of them are, handguns, but I don't think all of them. I think it's maybe a 50-50 mix on that one. Also, they had something on. I don't know what's going on with Brexit. I did hear something about Brexit. They might finally get get away with Brexit. But if they don't and the Euros win this deal, they're going to keep flooding England and Great Britain, whatever, owe all the third worlders they can.
Yeah.
I mean, London is totally gone. I saw it on the news on the way in there talking about it. I'm like, oh, my goodness. London is totally – it's unbelievable what's going on in Europe. Here's one thing, but over there it's just amazing.
Well, it's not just Europe. It's all over the world. I mean, riots in Brazil, riots in Hong Kong, and I think our government is concerned that they have pushed the American people to the point where, we're ready to say, we're done talking. You're not listening to us. And something has to be done to prevent the coming economic disaster. Anyway, Tom, we're going to let you go here. And we're going to take another phone call from Pat in Texas. Aloha, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say, are you familiar with the Office of Congressional Ethics, OCE?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Well, I just want to remind people that anybody can bring a complaint against a representative who is violating their oath of office. And Nancy Pelosi is doing it. I wish I'd had some espresso. Anyway, this is what they're looking for. They're looking for transparency. They're looking for accountability.
Yes.
And they're looking for... What's the third one, Michael? You need to look at, people need to look that up, and they have the right to make a complaint against Nancy Pelosi, who stood up there and laughed and said, we don't know how long this will take. This could take a long time. Well, see, that's the point, to tie him up so nothing really gets done that's getting done now. And it is getting done, Michael. I don't think anybody has a list, but they don't have time for your show for the list because each person knows what he's done and in their area, like VA. So it's not easy. People don't like to be made accountable. They don't like it. And there's pushback. And if we don't all get out there and fight, and I admire the information that you have, if we would just tell what little bit of information we have, like O'Rourke, people don't know all this carrying on that the guys storming the basement are doing. Well, O'Rourke did the same thing. He and Al Green reported in the Dallas Morning News, I forgot the exact date, but in 2016, they took over the house floor and had a sit-in on the floor. On the floor. I mean, the ground, you know, the thing you stand on, right?
And yes.
And, yeah, and O'Rourke, he made them get the, oh, the Republicans were, you know, in charge at that time, so they just cut the lights out. So you couldn't even see it on C-SPAN. And so O'Rourke, he got his, he got the cell phone and told them all to turn on their cell phone lights. And when they did, the C-SPAN could show it. You could see them sitting on the floor. And he wouldn't brag about this law-breaking attitude. You know, and that's what we got. We just got a bunch of lawyers. Yeah. We got a bunch of lawmakers who are lawbreakers. And we do
have that
power. Make them be accountable under that Office of Congressional Ethics. And they will.
Well, see, here's the fly in the ointment. And I know they're already talking about Katie Hill is going to have an investigation, an ethics investigation. That Office of Congressional Ethics has the option of ignoring complaints that are sent in. There's not an automatic inquiry.
Well, I know they do. But can we hold them accountable? If you look at who's on it, it's former reps and people like that. And so you got to hold everybody accountable. You just have to do it. And when we do it, people like RBN will let you say something. You know, these here Mockingbird shows they got out here that, you know, oh, I just love him. And then I can't stand his voice. I don't, you know, it's on and on and on. It's just crazy crap. So we have very few talk shows anymore where you can tell something that you need to tell to the people. And they got the cell phone. I mean, they got internet. They can look it up themselves, you know?
Yes.
And I think people get jobs now. Maybe they don't have time to do it like they did under Obama. And that was a wake-up thing. They had time to do this stuff, you know? Thank you, Obama. He sold more guns than anybody, too, right? Didn't he?
So yes. Yeah, he did. You know, but any time the gun grabbers talk about grabbing the guns, gun sales go up.
I know.
You know, and the liberals are apparently too dumb to realize that all this gun grabbing talk is what's stimulating gun ownership. Now, again, here in Indiana, this is serious gun country. And, you know, there's a proper hunting season. Now, hunting is forbidden in this area where we're living now, which is actually a good thing because they've discovered deer in the wild with a strain of tuberculosis that can jump to humans. So, you know, if you are hunting and eating your kill, which you should, you need to be very, very careful about that. But no, this is serious gun country. And again, it was kind of a shock. We walked into the Walmart and, you know, there was a huge case of guns. And, you know, you go down to like the local hardware store and they're selling, you know, gun sights. People are very serious about their weapons here. And again, it's all for sporting purposes.
Another thing too, all these people like whatever her name is, Cortex or whatever her name is, you know, she's a witch. She's a witch. She's right there from Manhattan where there's a whole conglomeration of witches. And she is not serious about this greed crap. What she's doing is casting spells. When she talks about not flying, planes are crashing every week. Please. I mean, I'm not saying that some of them weren't, you know, don't be investigated like the 747 or what that thing was, the Trump, you know. But... you know, when she says that we shouldn't have ships, ships have problems. And I bet you she flies, but if she doesn't, you know, she's just a witch. That's all she is. And people who know any witchcraft need to pray against that woman.
She's an actress. She's a former bartender, and she got cast to run for office for that district. I guess they didn't have anybody better. And she's very good at attracting attention to herself. But, you know,
well,
she's
witches
not qualified
work really
to be
hard,
in the job.
Michael. If us Christians worked as hard as the witches, we would really be wedded. And I know that you're not exactly a Christian, but you're not an anti-Christian, are you? Anyway,
no.
You know what? No. You're an agnostic, okay? You're
no, I'm an atheist.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, Michael, this is a Christian country. It was started as a Christian country, and Trump is right to keep on talking about it. Reagan was right to talk about it. And Russia, and they keep on, you know, coming against God, and he throws stones at them. I mean, how many people? We haven't had all those meteorites yet. You know what, though? If we keep on pushing God, he's just going to reel us in. He will, because he loves us. It says it.
Well,
whom he loves, he chastises. So look out. You better start loving God.
Well, our country has gone through a lot of chastisement lately. I mean, you've got the wildfires in California. You've got the Northeaster storm. They're predicting another major storm for the New England area for Halloween. They're even saying that by the time the real Halloween gets here, you know, all 50 states will have areas that are below freezing. So,
plus the big storm they just He's not going to have another name of a God come out of our lips, or he's not going to put up with it. So Halloween is nothing but a satanic holiday. That's all it is anymore. It's ridiculous. We're innocent about crap like that. God winked, but he's not anymore. But he's not going to do any more than we do. If we don't stand up for our country, he is not going to stand up for it either. Because he gave us...
Okay, well, you have
hard.
A unique point of view about Halloween.
To get the right to talk. You know, you can't talk like this in Russia or any of these communist countries, these communist
You couldn't talk like this in the old Soviet Union, but
no.
right now in this country, I mean, free speech is, you know, clearly under attack.
Of course it is, Christians worked for this country. They formed this country for the right to freedom of religion, and that did not even mean Satanism or witchcraft or whatever her name is, because they would have never called. They would have never agreed to that, because Maryland was a state named after Mary. Pennsylvania reformed Dutch, whatever they call them, original people. It's all religious.
Yes.
And if they had to sign a constitution that allowed witchcraft, equal whatever, they would have signed it. They would not have signed it. And I didn't come up with this.
Well, Pat. When this country was being set up, one of the most important things was freedom of religion. And in order to guarantee that, government was set up so there was no official religion. Religions were denied civil authority.
What I'm getting at is the word religion to them meant denomination. Denomination of Christianity. Wall builders. I got this.
No,
they would have never. Yes,
the founding fathers, actually wrote they wanted to build a wall between religion and the government to keep the government civil.
I mean, I know that.
Right.
He wrote that in a private paper. Jefferson wrote that in a private paper, that wall of separation. It is nowhere near the Constitution. And they want to take the Constitution down really hard. I mean, I've been fighting for that Constitution since 91. And I know the history of how bad they want to get rid of it. Right now, all the amendments have been violated, Levine, thank you, except trial by jury.
That one's being taken away. Anyway, Pat, the
phone
lines
are
loading up. We're getting close to the end of the show. We agree to disagree on certain issues, and thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Sam in Texas. Aloha, Sam. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The Schiff family, they date back to the Rothschilds when the Rothschilds first started in Frankfurt. It was the four main families was the Oppenheimers, the Schiffs, the Warburgs, and the Rothschilds. And
yes.
The Red Shield is the coat of arms for the Vatican. The Vatican controls the Rothschilds and many other people. There's people way richer than the Rothschilds. And the fact is, the church, the message in the church, well, there is no message. I go to church every Sunday. They pay me. and but they don't ever address what's really going on. It's the money changers. Who are the money changers? You know, they're the people that control MK Ultra and all this football nonsense. You know, this is all set up. You know, why even watch the sports? You know, go watch your kid play football.
Yes.
Or he wants to watch a bunch of grown men. You know, the church is totally absent. They never address the money changers. And that seems like that's what the strongest message in the that Jesus was talking about, or Yeshua, or whatever he is. But, yeah.
He did give those money changers in the temple a good flogging. Anyway, listen, Sam, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take our last commercial break. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today on this Pauhana Friday. And apparently sources are confirming to Fox News that the long-awaited Inspector General report is going to shed light on why the Durham investigation is now officially a criminal probe. Okay, we're going to take another phone call here. Dustin apparently called back in to respond to something that was said. So, Dustin, take it away.
Yeah, Mike, like, this has nothing to do with religion in this country anymore. I mean, George Bush, wasn't he like an evangelical, Dick Cheney and all these, Mike Pompeo? But yet, they ain't got no problem. Trump just rearmed the money to the White Helmets, for Christ's sake, right?
Yes.
He just gave money to Saudi Arabia. They want to cut Christians and Catholics and everybody else's head off, Muslims, Christian. So this whole thing with, oh, you know, we're a Christian, this stuff is long gone, man. You know,
like, yeah.
These people are fake, you know. It makes me sad, you know. We got abortion in this country. We got Wall Street got bailed out, and the bankers and the regular little folk got sent the bill. And we all know by the stories, Jesus kicked the money junkies out of the temple. So those are two, and plus we arm Wahhabi jihadis. So those three things right there tell you all you need to know about this country. You know, and Tom, I want to respond to Tom. He said, well, LeBron James went to China and says China's a great. If LeBron says America's a great country, then how do you explain what we did in Iraq and Libya and Syria and Yemen and Ukraine and a lot of other countries, you know, Vietnam and Korea? Just because you live here, our government has done evil things and has stained this country and the flag's reputation. And that's all I got to leave tonight with the show, Mike.
Yeah, I think, 50 years from now, the Stars and Stripes will be looked on with the same revulsion that the swastika is today because of all that's going on here with this slow-motion world war. The government, corporate media, are actively working to keep us all confused at each other's throats. And then they're just coming up with all this ridiculous stuff about transgenderism and which bathroom to use as a distraction so that we're not watching too closely what's going on. Because, again, the quantitative easing, which has now been renamed as reserve management, has started back up again. They can't fix the economic system because it was doomed to fail all the way back when the Federal Reserve was established. And they can't kick that can down the road any further. They don't want you thinking about all these wars and whether they're justified. They want to go back to that wonderful world where you would just believe as you were told to believe. And here in the independent media, we took that away from them. And they are not at all happy with this. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please spread the word of RBN to all your friends. And have a really good weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.